This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Violent resistance to Sugarcane Union in Cameroon. Strascus is the Acorn-affiliated union of sugarcane workers working in the plantations and processing facilities outside of Yaoundé in Cameroon. This isn't an easy story to follow, but it's an important one that I've mentioned briefly before. Karina Batt, a reporter for the Caravelle, a student paper at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C., heard about the strike, reached out, and did a thorough job of sharing the story there, and I wanted to share it with you, all of you, as well. Sugarcane Union strikes for better conditions turned violent in Cameroon. One protester has died and 11 are injured in a violent conclusion to worker strikes in Nantin, Cameroon. Over 4,000 union workers in Cameroon's sugarcane corporation, Sasucam, went on strike on January 26 in response to a new payment system that delayed payments and prevented career advancement. The union turned the strike into a broader call for better pay and safer working conditions. After 2 weeks of protest, the strike escalated into a riot on February 4th when 400 Special Forces officers and 10 armored vehicles arrived on scene, according to a statement provided to the Caravelle by union organizer Adonis Phoebe. He explained the arrival of the police was not a surprise for the workers, who always see themselves tortured by the FMO police for all union demands. The very zealous FMOs wanted to take the workers by force into the fields to cut the cane. Faced with the death of their colleague, Gaston Jora, the workers felt disoriented and chose to push back the FMOs with their bare hands to defend their dignity. Over 150 hectares worth $3 billion in CFA francs out of Sosucam's 25,000 hectares of sugarcane plantations burned in the resulting chaos. According to Cameroon's constitution, workers can strike when other measures have already been taken. Various government officials have condemned police and Sosucam for violating workers' constitutional rights. Opposition leader Maurice Kamto denounced the strike to Cameroon news agency, saying, "Bosses who love their company and respect their staff do not call in the security forces carrying weapons against their employees." The strikes have even attracted foreign interest, and French parliamentarian Marina Michaud also criticized the bloody crackdown and advised the EU Parliament to investigate Somdia for international labor law violations. In a statement provided to Caravelle, Wade Brathke, a member of labor rights group Acorn International and an affiliate of the union, explained, "The role of the European Commission protesting the company's actions has been very helpful, but government and the media in Cameroon have not played constructive or independent roles." The Cameroonian subsidiary, the French agri-industrial giant Somdia, Sasucam, harvests, refines, and sells Cameroonian sugarcane. The official website brands Somdia as a sustainable development partner. Sosucam is committed to local community development through projects to improve living conditions for local people, education, vocational training, and the protection of biodiversity. Sosucam employs roughly 8,000 employees in the greater Yaoundé region, including the village of Nateng, and is the third largest employer in Cameroon. The strikes resulted from changes to payment made by the recently appointed CEO, Jean-Pierre Kamto. In response to the protest, Kamto released a statement affirming the commitment to workplace safety. Sasucam is committed to the deployment of an occupational health and safety policy aimed at preventing workplace accidents and protecting workers. After a meeting with staff representatives on February 7th, Sasucam raised the salary from 56,000 Cameroonian francs, or $89.89 U.S., to 57,000 CFA francs, which is $90.98 U.S. a month, as well as improving health insurance benefits. They also promised a return to the original payment system and information desk to ensure workers received their pay on time. Fabil later revealed that only associates of Sasucam and not workers were consulted. Rathke said, "There were some concessions made by the company, but they still continue to not recognize the union, which continues to be a sticking point. Police killed one or two. I have conflicting reports. Strikers, which is horrific and unacceptable. It is a responsibility the company needs to accept. They need to listen and respond to the voice and demands of the workers and their union rather than forcing confrontations with the police and provoking violence." Sugarcane harvesting is incredibly labor-intensive. Cuts from machetes, fainting from the heat, and even injuries from flying sugarcane are common. Transportation accidents are also frequent. Amidst these conditions, sugarcane workers lack protective equipment and struggle for fair wages and health care coverage. Workers at Sousukam are especially vulnerable, mainly consisting of the Tupere people. Workers are often migrants who cannot escape generational poverty. They work 5 months during harvest and then run several small farming projects the rest of the year. Despite this, they make up 80% of Sousukam staff. The recent increase of 1,000 Cameroonian francs, or $1.60 U.S., will still only be slightly above the minimum wage of 45,000 Cameroonian francs, which is $72.04 U.S. a month. Due to the difficult conditions and pay, workers have bargained for better working conditions before. In 2023, the Seasonal Workers Union released a report highlighting nearly 100 workplace accidents over a six-month period, 90% of which were never compensated. Notable incidents include Mabella Olmomo, who died due to burns, Michelle Wonga Tessere, who lost an eye from flying sugarcane, and Christine Masalai, who couldn't provide for her family after a vehicle accident that injured 35 workers. She explained to environmental nonprofit news outlet Mangabe, "Since the accident, my health has declined. I regularly have headaches and pain in my chest and back, and I very often have memory loss issues. In April, May, and June, I did not receive any of the compensation due to me. My care isn't covered anymore." Following these accidents, the workers' union partnered with the activist group and also Acorn affiliate on Est Ensemble in 2024. Sousukam suspended the union's president, and police were quick to call an activist for trial, often without notice, which violates Cameroonian constitutional law. Phoebe reported, "He even told me that he will send me to hell if I continue to help seasonals to organize themselves." Allegedly, these trials were requested by Somdia. In addition to workplace complaints, Sousukam and Somdia have come under fire for environmental pollution. The aerial pesticide sprayed onto plantations has eroded the soil and destroyed critical ecosystems. Sugarcane waste left in rivers has polluted drinking water sources. Local communities have discussed pollution in town halls, but Sousukam has not changed its operations. In a statement provided to the Caravelle, a native of Naktang, Nanfak Serge, explained, "Strikes in Cameroon's agricultural sector is not uncommon, especially concerning the labor conditions and wages. However, the recent violent escalation and significant destruction of property make this incident particularly notable. Workers returned to work on February 8th. This is Wade Rathke. For questions and comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.